With a jump, with a chop, we don't back on this again. From the back to the front, perfect vision, heading left, touch first. Hey guys, welcome to Ace at Night. It's your host Ace. Make sure you go over to the website at www.aceatnight.com and subscribe to the newsletter for the latest content. Well, today I'm going to jump right in it. I'm excited to announce that LaMelo Ball right now could be the number one NBA draft pick coming up soon. That's right. He could be the number one draft pick in the next NBA draft. There's a video out showing that he pretty much scored 32 points, had 11 rebounds and 13 assists, and is the youngest player with a triple-double in the NBL. I watched the video, and if I can, I will put the video up on my website so you can go over there and check out the game as well, the highlight and everything. Basically, in these highlights, he actually hit a game-winning clutch three-pointer in the fourth quarter with maybe 6 seconds left to go, tie the game to send it in overtime, where I believe the team actually won. Right now, LaMelo is probably around 6'7", but he's playing with high intensity. He has a lot of speed. His passing is second pretty much to nobody in his age range. He is definitely a better scorer than Lonzo Ball. Definitely has the same passing ability as Lonzo Ball. His handles are crazy. Like, if once you watch the video, you'll see he's doing crossover spin moves. He's dunking on people. He still has that long range 3-point jump shot where he's pulling back from NBA range. He has a killer mentality. He already has like a baby Mamba mentality. Like, I'm a big Kobe Bryant fan, and one of the reasons why I'm a big Kobe Bryant fan is because Kobe has ice in his veins, and I'm seeing some similarities with LaMelo Ball game as far as his mentality, where he's not shying away from contact. He's driving to the hole. He's dunking on people. He's shooting the three-pointers. He's putting the team on his back, and he ain't playing. I would have loved to see him in college basketball to see how he fares out against NCAA competition. However, if somebody's ready for the league, I feel like, hey, go ahead and develop this kid for the NBA. His brother right now plays for the New Orleans Pelicans. I'm a big Lonzo Ball fan. I'm a fan of the Ball family, period. Shout out to Jello, and shout out to your transition you have going on. I hope that you actually ultimately make as well, that of all three of you guys actually making it to the pros. As far as Lonzo go, he is amazing as well. I feel like Lonzo is going to have a breakout year with New Orleans, with Zion Williams and Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and all those guys, with JJ Redick and all those guys over there. Lonzo's shot actually looks a lot better this year. I feel like LaMelo out the gate is going to have an impact in the NBA. A few things they probably work on him with, but when it comes to intensity, when it comes to shooting the ball, his jump shot is already there. They may have to adjust it a little bit to fit the form of the NBA and actually getting the jump shot off. When it comes to dribbling, I see this kid, by the time he's 19, 20 years old, he's going to be tearing the league apart. They're going to be after, like, pretty much, it's not even going to be a LeBron watch anymore. He's going to end up probably being the league MVP by his third or fourth year. You know, I'm saying it right now because he has that killer instinct in him, and he's raised his game up really, really high. And I think coming from a teenage perspective, when you're a little shorter and you have those point guard skills, you're faster, you're quicker on your feet, you have those blow bys, you can dribble the ball very well. And we saw when he was short, he was launching the ball from a distance. A lot of his early games, he shot a high volume of shots. Whether they all went in, it really didn't matter, because repetition is the father of learning. And now he's actually learned how to knock down a lot of those shots in clutch moments. And that's what really matters. Shout out to LaVar Ball, man. Thank you for everything you've done. One thing about it, I can't do nothing but respect you as a father, respect you as a coach, and respect you as a person that had a vision for your own. You know, everybody talked about your kids going to college, and that had to be the way for them to actually make it to the pros. And you actually found another way for your kids to make it to the pros after Lonzo made it from UCLA. And, you know, shout out to you and your vision, your sons being pro. That was your game plan. That is your game plan. We're not going here for education. And there's nothing wrong with that. We see a lot of other cultures, they do that. Nobody gets on families that bring their children into legacies. I can see from your perspective that you building a legacy with your sons, and I have nothing but respect for it. How you do it is how you do it. Thank you for bringing us these three young men that are definitely good basketball players. Shout out to the Big Baller Brand. Hopefully you guys can create a global brand and we can see your brand grow across the world. I understand that vision as well. Shout out to LaMelo, man. Keep up the good work. Keep killing them. You have a lot of people out here supporting you. I know you're not in the United States right now, but the world loves you. You're on the world stage right now. Young man, keep up the good work. And I look forward to seeing you in the NBA in somebody's uniform, crossing them up, shooting those long threes, and dunking on people's heads. And it's your boy Ace, and I'm out, man. Make sure you guys go to the website at www.aceatnight.com. I'm going to put up a blog about LaMelo Ball. The Twitter feed hasn't been really working from the website as of late, but hopefully I can get that fixed. But I will definitely put this video up showing you guys how LaMelo Ball actually balls. Peace out.